Syracuse Common Councilor Gene Kessner continues to collect petition signatures for a possible Democratic primary run for the state Senate seat held by Independent Democratic Conference member Dave Valesky. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Kessner supporters rallied in front of the state office building in Syracuse yesterday.
Kessner says she only wants to run if Valesky stays aligned with the Independent Democratic Conference, a group of breakaway Democrats that, along with Republicans, controls the state Senate.
I'm not putting pressure on him. I'm asking him to come home to the Democrats.
She says if Valesky promises to caucus with Democrats, she'll drop her primary bid. That doesn't seem likely. Valesky's consistently said he believes the IDC coalition has led to good government in Albany, a town with a dysfunctional history. Progressive Democrats believe it has blocked several initiatives like the Women's Equality Agenda and a higher minimum wage. Valesky has the support of many mainline Democrats in the three-county district, including Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, as well as the party committees in each county. Kessner has the backing of some unions and community groups. Her biggest elected booster is Syracuse Assemblyman Sam Roberts. He's already sounding like the election is on, and he's not intimidated by the mainline party support Valesky has.
Gene Kessner had the primary and go against our Democratic leadership to keep her seat in the council. If you remember 4 years ago, I had the primary and go against our Democratic leadership to make it to the assembly. So I think the two of us, the unsinkable Gene Kessner, and I'll be her first mate. I'll be the Gilligan on the ship.
Kessner has till July 10th to get enough petition signatures to get on the September 9th primary ballot. There are no Republicans running for the seat. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.